Thank you and good afternoon. State water resource officials released numbers today at a panel meeting regarding California's water usage in the month of February, a number that state water resources are not pleased with in the midst of this historic drought. Water usage in California only dropped by just over 2% after decreasing water usage by 8% in January and 22% in December. Governor Jerry Brown issued an executive order last Wednesday mandating that urban areas cut water usage by 25% by the end of February of 2016. State Water Chairwoman Felicia Marcus said it plainly that everyone needs to step up, and if there is a bad number like this in a hot summer month, then the state is in for a world of hurt. Other communities in Humboldt County have taken steps to comply with the state's newly applied water restrictions, even though the county has ample water supply compared to some areas in California. Legislative leaders today announced a 10-bill package aimed to protect undocumented immigrants from issues ranging from fraud to lack of health care. Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins said in a statement that with these bills, California will again show the kind of forward thinking that can move the needle on the national discussion. The bill will ensure undocumented immigrants adequate legal representation, affordable health care, and protection against discrimination from business establishments. Sheriff's deputies arrested a wanted Myers Flat resident. Dan Squire has more.
Sheriff's deputies arrested 46-year-old James Bull on Monday afternoon, one day after Bull fled from the scene of a violent altercation at a neighbor's residence on Dyerville Loop Road in Myers Flat. Bull was found inside a residence in the 1000 block of Dyerville Loop Road by sheriff's deputies who had gone back to the scene in search of him. Bull was booked for assault with a deadly weapon and vandalism for his actions on Sunday night when he allegedly threw rocks at the victim's vehicle, smashing a windshield, and then pulled out a firearm before fleeing the scene.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt Bay Fire responded with three engine companies at an apartment fire at 916 O Street in Eureka Monday afternoon. Firefighters found the fire in a first-floor apartment, and while one crew attacked the fire from the inside, a second crew ventilated the roof. Medical personnel tended to the occupant, who was suffering from smoke inhalation. The fire was contained to the one apartment, and significant damage was done to the kitchen and living areas. It's suspected the apartment did not have a working smoke detector, which allowed the fire to grow before the resident was alerted. The cause of the fire was a cooking pot that was left unattended on a stove. Tonight at the Eureka City Council meeting, the Eureka Police Department will issue two Valor Service Challenge coin awards. One coin will be awarded to security guard Jamie Peterson for his actions when he stopped a life-threatening attack at the Bayshore Mall on February 23rd. The second coin will be presented to Mark Stenke, who assisted Eureka Police Officer Tim Cooper, who was in a violent altercation with a man wanted on several felony warrants. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's no secret that Humboldt County continues to have a consistent issue when it comes to the transient population. Recently, the Eureka Police Department did a sweep and cleanup of a known transient encampment site known as the Devil's Playground. The department's chief, Andy Mills, was on Monday's Talk Shop and discussed a new bill that was introduced to the state capitol, which would allow residents to set up camp in any public space, a bill that Mills doesn't agree with.
But there's one other bill, I believe it's AB 608, that is called the REST Act, R-E-S-T. And the REST Act is basically that in any public space, anybody can set up a tent or a place to sleep and let that be their domain. This would be terrible law.
Mills went on to clarify that while he is concerned for those less fortunate, he believes this bill is not a solution.
While we're very concerned for those who are less fortunate and want to and need to be able to rest at nighttime, that is not a solution. That does not make sense to anybody in government. The California Chiefs of Police Association, as well as many others, are opposing it.
Chief Mills went on to say that there's a balance of helping the homeless population and having to enforce the law on others. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.